Time to welcome in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News. Brian gets together with us, and we talk about stories that are in the news or close to the top of the news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Good to be here.
You know, we were talking last week about the U.S. and Britain and Australia and how France got upset. And now exactly what I expected to happen, the president has opened the door, and behind-the-scene negotiations are now underway to see if France and the United States can mend that, and I'm positive we'll have to buy a lot of French goods, but I'm positive we'll mend it.
Absolutely. Well, the levies on Brie and Camembert will be lifted, and all will be good. In the end, I think that the French have to acknowledge they had a second-class technology they were trying to sell, and that Australia had every right to pull out of the deal. Now it's just an argument of who was told what when, and was it insulting not to be told in advance? Perhaps it was, and Mr. Biden sold the president of France, communication issues, and he took responsibility for it. But yes, they'll patch things up. And in the long run, it was the right call by the U.S. in terms of putting forward a better offensive front against China in the sea by helping Australia with sort of nuclear-powered-propelled submarines. These are not nuclear weapons on the submarines, just how they, essentially how the engine works. It's on nuclear-powered and go along and on. It's a much better system.
It's a better system that they can stay under water for months at a time, 5-6 months at a time. And
right.
It's funny, we have a lot of nuclear submarines that have nuclear missiles on them. But the great thing about submarines is they are just probably one of the most effective weapons ever invented in warfare. And just the regular missiles they carry on them can do enough destruction, never mind the nuclear ones. But I think when push comes to shove, everything will get together, and France, the United States, Great Britain, and Australia, and the EU will all wind up being happier people. But here's another story, Brian, that I don't know if you're aware of it, but I know you do follow climate change, and this was just a shocker to me. Lake Powell, which is located on the Colorado River, you know, that river that you see where people do all these incredible rafting on.
Right.
And that. Well, Lake Powell is the second largest man-made reservoir in the U.S., and it's now predicted that it will not have enough water in it to make that dam's hydroelectric power generating possible as early as next year.
I had not seen that, but that's a stunning prediction.
You know, you think of Lake Powell, and just think of all those, most of the scenes you see from the Colorado River and people boating and stuff like that involve Lake Powell. And this I don't know how many more alarms we need, Brian, for not only the government, but for people to wake up and demand action on this.
Right. Well, we've seen this summer everywhere the extreme weather, no water and fires in the west, and too much water on the east along the coast. And it's not going to get better. There is a real crisis here that it doesn't seem to resonate, at least with Senator Joe Manchin. A fascinating story in the New York Times this week that here's the guy, the Democrat, who's in charge of the Energy Committee. He'll set the rules on what the government will do about climate change, and he is there to support big coal, as if that was the answer.
You know, I do believe that in phasing out big coal, we have to support big coal, but not supported by doing more producing of big coal, by actually getting in there, taking some money from any one of these bills that they have, and put it into people training for new technologies. That's the way you can help out people that work for big coal. It's right now.
Yeah, we're talking about it. 13,000 miners in West Virginia, yeah, whose jobs are threatened, and there's, of course, a lot more that goes into that in West Virginia, but it's no longer the most important employer in West Virginia. And I recall when they brought in modernization to the docks in Brooklyn and in New Jersey to get over the objections by the Longshoremen's Union that it would cost jobs. They essentially gave every member of the Longshoremen's Union a salary for the rest of his life until he retired. He was on full salary. They just bought them off. I don't see why they couldn't do the same thing with the coal miners. Their efforts to save big coal are never going to work, and it's dooming us to more of these bad issues. I see that China now has agreed not to push coal plants around the third world, where it helps to finance other power plants. They won't use coal anymore. So that's a step in the right direction, but there's a lot more to be done.
All right, we'll go to some place that I wish we didn't have to go to all the time, but the CDC now says that vaccine protection against COVID wanes over time, which we all knew, because that's what happens with these, but especially for older people. And, you know, years ago I would have read this and I would have flown by it, but I'm one of those older people now. And stories like this mean a lot to me. I mean, this is a virus that, as much as scientists around the world work on it, they just don't have their handle on it. They just don't.
Well, have you got your third shot?
No, but I'm waiting there's a date that's coming up in about 2.5 weeks where I'll actually have the proper amount of months in between the last shot I got in that. So I'm not going to stand in line and take anybody's place until that time comes up. But yes, I am going to get a third shot. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I've spent the last year and 8 months losing weight, eating better, trying to do things better to improve my health. And one of them was losing that weight and also following the rules with COVID. And I'm not about to change it right now.
Right. Well, it's important to do that. You know, the local CVS operations have already started to provide third shots. I've got mine. My wife has hers. Lots of friends have also got theirs. Just going online to the CVS website. It's pretty simple and not much of a wait like it was for the first two shots.
No. When I register, which I think comes up next week, I'll probably be able to go and get my shot within 24 hours. But And when I talk about myself getting the shots and me doing my agenda, I don't sit here in judgment of other people. I don't. I know there's people out there that don't believe in vaccinations. It's not just COVID. It's vaccinations in general. But my blood does start to boil once again when I see different things picked up by social media, by news networks, by conservative columnists, I'll just say Fox columnists, and they push. Like, this new thing that they're talking about is a great drug. It does. It cures COVID. But, of course, it's not affordable for the regular Americans. It's not affordable. You know, I mean,
and you say people have objection to vaccinations. How about polio, measles, mumps?
Yeah. No,
this country has relied on science to make us a healthier and better place. For the world, and those vaccinations are distributed around the world, and you know, there are more than a billion of the anti-COVID vaccines delivered without these huge health issues. You know, my blood is boiling about the people who are just ignoring the facts and putting everybody else at risk by their decisions. And, you know, sadly, we're seeing in the western states now, in Mississippi, where people who have other health issues cannot get it addressed because of the deluge of unvaccinated people who have sadly contracted COVID-19 and need the hospital as well. And they are rationing health care because of these people who, frankly, I think are just selfish.
And there's a story, an international story, that I read last night on BBC. Angela Merkel, and the story was titled, "What Will Germans Miss About the Chancellor?" I think the story should be, "What Will the World Miss About the Chancellor?" She has been a rock-steady influence, whether you like her style of politics or not. She has been a rock-steady influence in the changing tides, and she's kept Germany together pretty well over the past 10, 15 years.
Absolutely. As you say, a steady hand on the tiller and a reliable ally to the U.S.,
And the U.S. has got to look at this as well and say, how do we keep this relationship going? Because she is the go-to person in Europe. It's not Great Britain. It's not the U.K. It's not. It is her. It's not France. It's Germany. So we'll have to see how that develops. I think.
And one thing to point out is that she has been a steady hand on the tiller and a friend of the U.S. despite a president of the United States, and Mr. Trump, who was openly critical of her, and despite revelations that we were actually spying on her, that the CIA and the NSA were spying on her, even so, she remained loyal to the U.S.
And she is going to be missed, like I said, whether you like her politics or not. And the final thing is the way the public is being, once again, given false information a lot over what's going on under that bridge at the U.S. border. Those aren't Mexicans. Those are Haitians that made their way into Mexico, can't get legal residence in Mexico, and so their last great hope is to try to get into the United States. And once again, it's just a scene that is used more for political expediency than it is to try to solve the problem.
Well, those pictures out of there were shocking, I think, to most people, including at the White House. But as the Times, the New York Times, is reporting that Mr. Biden is now deploying, quote, some of the most aggressive approaches to immigration put in place by Donald Trump over the past 4 years. It's a mess, and he's finding that it's not so easy to solve, even though he's trying to continue to sort of set the goal that we are, our moral and national shame ends and we do it the right way. It still is perplexing there, and no easy answers. He's increasing the number of refugees allowed in the country. But, you know, as word goes out, there's a way to get to the U.S. People are flocking to the U.S. It just tells us people want to come here. We still are a great country where people want to live.
And it's not Mexicans wanting to come here, by the way, might I say. Like I say, there's other countries south of Mexico that have it so bad that they risk their lives to get into Mexico to try to get, if they can't get there, then the next step is the United States. It is a worldwide humanitarian problem.
Absolutely. And what does tell us also back to climate change, throughout Mexico and Central America and in Haiti, you know, the climate is raising havoc with their economies, their abilities to live. And you can imagine what it would take to uproot from your home, bring your family thousands of miles away on the chance you could somehow cross the Rio Grande and get into the U.S. It has to be pretty dire to do that.
It is. And that is real news. Plain and simple, that is real news. You take climate change, you take all the different changes in the world, and you take people that are looking to be free and looking to be able to improve themselves and live, and there's just no answers. And that is, we are in a sad position.
We are, and just finally, before we go, and I know you've got to move on here, but a cliffhanger, a nail biter in Washington with what the Democrats would do. Can they agree with each other about pushing forward the Joe Biden agenda? It's coming down to the wire with a big vote scheduled for next week. It will tell a lot about what's going to happen with the Biden agenda and proposals to spend trillions of dollars to make this country with a stronger infrastructure and a stronger human infrastructure.
Well, we're going to see how strong Nancy Pelosi is now. At this point, she's been a very strong leader, whether you like her or not. And this is going to be the final toll for her career to see if she can pull this one out of the rabbit out of the hat.
Yep, it won't be easy. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week, Marshall.
All right, Brian. We'll speak to you then. Have a great week.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Brian at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Brian Ross and Real News.